This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for giving priority to the concerns of the Global South, in particular Africa. Addressing the outreach session at the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy yesterday, Mr. Modi recalled that it was a matter of honour for India that African Union was admitted as a permanent member of the G20 under its presidency. Mr. Modi elaborated on India's energy transition pathway, noting that its approach was based on availability, accessibility, affordability and acceptability. He mentioned that India was working towards achieving the target of net zero by 2070. Alluding to India's mission life, he called upon the global community to join the tree plantation campaign launched by him on World Environment Day, Plant for Mother, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, and make it a mass movement with personal touch and global responsibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Both leaders discussed bilateral defence and security cooperation and hoped for further enhancing the defence industrial collaboration. They reviewed the progress of the India-Italy strategic partnership. They called for expanding commercial ties in clean energy, manufacturing, space, science and technology, telecom, AI and critical minerals to build resilient supply chains. In this context, they welcomed the recent signing of an MOU on industrial property rights, which provides a framework for cooperation on patents, designs and trademarks. Both leaders welcomed the signing of the letter of intent for cooperation in energy transition, which will boost bilateral cooperation in clean and green energy. Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Mr. Modi said that bilateral ties with Japan will continue to receive priority in his third term. India and Japan are collaborating on several important areas, including the landmark Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project and India-Japan Industrial Competitiveness Partnership. The Jharkhand government has decided to waive farm loans up to 2 lakh rupees to provide relief to over 1.91 lakh farmers in the state. Jharkhand Agriculture Minister Badal Patralekh asked the banks to present a proposal for the loan waiver in a meeting with the officials of the State Level Bankers Committee, SLBC. The Agriculture Minister said loans ranging from 50,000 to 2 lakh rupees taken by farmers till March 31, 2020 will be waived through one-time settlement. He also added that in 2021-22, the state government announced crop loan waiver of up to 50,000 rupees. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has granted sanction to prosecute author Arundhati Roy under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. She, along with former professor in Central University of Kashmir, Dr. Sheikh Shaukat Hussain, have been sanctioned for prosecution under Section 45 of UAPA for their alleged provocative speech at an event in New Delhi in 2010. India's forex reserves jumped $4.307 billion to a new all-time high of $655.817 billion for the week ending June 7. The kitty had jumped $4.837 billion to $651.51 billion in the previous reporting week. In the past few weeks, the reserves have witnessed handsome jumps. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that extremely heavy rainfall will continue to batter sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeastern part of the country for the next 4 days. Meanwhile, Meghalaya and Assam are likely to witness similar weather conditions till 18th of this month. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa defeated Nepal by the margin of one run in a last-over thriller at Arnos Vale Ground, Kingstown, in West Indies this morning. Earlier, Nepal won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.